relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm going to read you something. Welcome, guys. I'm going to read you something. I want you to guess what it is and who said it, because you probably missed it last week. Today, we remember and celebrate the role that the healing balm of prayer can play in our lives and in the life of our nation. As we continue to confront the crises and challenges of our time, from a deadly pandemic to the loss of lives and livelihoods in its wake, to a reckoning on racial justice, to the existential threat of climate change, Americans of faith can call upon the power of prayer to provide hope and uplift us for the work ahead. I'm going to give it away now. On this National Day of Prayer, we unite with purpose and resolve and recommit ourselves to the core freedoms that help define and guide our nation from its earliest days. That was the proclamation from the current incumbent in the White House, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, on the 70th National Prayer Day last week. Did you work out what's missing? I'll give you one guess. Because he mentioned pandemics. He mentioned racial justice. And he mentioned the dreaded threat of climate change. What did he miss? Yes. God. How interesting. On the day of prayer, you can pray for racial justice. You can pray to Mother Gaia, Mother Nature, to stop the climate change. You can pray for the gods of, I don't know what, communist China, to stop the spread of the Wuhan flu. But don't mention Jesus. Don't mention God. From Greg Price, The Daily Caller. President Joe Biden's National Day of Prayer proclamation has come under criticism for excluding any mention of God. Like previous presidents, President Biden issued a proclamation on the 70th annual National Day of Prayer, but critics noticed that it included anecdotes to racial justice and climate change, but not to God. From David Brody, CBN. His tweet, Joe Biden's National Day of Prayer proclamation has been released, and it doesn't even mention God once. How do you release a proclamation about prayer and not mention God at all? Well, of course, it mentions climate change and racial justice. Truly, this is pathetic. From Franklin Graham himself, why would President Biden omit God? Today is the 70th annual National Day of Prayer. And Biden is the first president to omit the word God in his proclamation. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Yes, it does. By contrast, President Trump, in his proclamation in 2020, mentioned God 11 times. Even Barack Obama in 2016, at least Barack Obama, mentioned God twice. At least twice. Biden has repeatedly touted his Catholic faith. Yeah. Not so much. Not so much. How much of a Catholic are you? If the word God can't be included in your presidential proclamation on the National Day of Prayer. But it's not just that. Did you hear what he said with regards to Police Week? Gets better. President Joe Biden, this is our buddy Charlie Spearing, the White House correspondent for Breitbart.com. Joe Biden blamed law enforcement for fueling distrust in minority communities in his proclamation declaring Peace Officers Memorial Day and Police Week. It's a good way to respect police officers, isn't it? To blame them. Peace Officers Memorial Day honors all of the fallen law enforcement officers, as well as Police Week, in which they remember all of the sacrifices from law enforcement officials and their families across the country. Biden's statement, released on Saturday, expressed, quote, gratitude for the selfless public servants who wear the badge, but included a lengthy paragraph raising concerns about the, quote, distrust the police had created. Biden's statement reads, this year, we recognize that in many of our communities, especially black and brown communities, it's weird, black has got a capital B, but brown doesn't. Is that racist? Is that racist? Why has brown got a little B, but black has got a capital B? So weird. Especially black and brown communities, there is a deep sense of distrust towards law enforcement, a distrust that has been exacerbated by the recent deaths of several black and brown. Again, it's crazy. Black is a capital B. Brown is a lowercase b. You're such a bunch of bigots. Brown people are less important, I guess, than black people. How weird. At several black and brown people at the hands of law enforcement. These deaths have resulted in a profound fear, trauma, pain, and exhaustion for many black and brown Americans, again, and the resulting breakdown in trust between law enforcement and the communities they have sworn to protect and serve, ultimately makes officers' jobs harder and more dangerous as well. So the police officers are making their jobs harder because of... It's nothing to do with the Democrats, right? Saying that they're racists. It's nothing to do with the last 12 months of defund the police, defund the police. That improved things, I'm sure. President Trump rejected attempts to criticize law enforcement in his Peace Officer Memorial Day statements, demanding more respect for officers when recalling the fallen. This is a quote from what my old boss said. We must continue working toward the time when all people respect and understand the important work that law enforcement officers do. Unfortunately, our law enforcement officers do not always receive the respect they deserve. Well, they did from him. I saw it with my own eyes. Did you see our special yesterday on Newsmax, the Gawker Reality Check? We spoke to Sheriff Mark Lamb. Just a sheriff in, you know, Pinal County, Arizona, invited 10 times to the White House because of the border crisis, where he said President Trump listened to us. He hasn't been invited once yet. I wonder why. Check it out. It's on my Twitter and Facebook feeds, the Gawker Reality Check, exclusive coverage from the border. Let's go to your calls. Anthony, North Carolina, line one. Welcome to America First. Anthony.
Yes.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. I just came through Swansboro, North Carolina, and tried to get gas in 3 different gas stations. This pipeline thing. We're out of gas down here.
Are you serious? Three stations didn't have gas?
I'm talking Walmart's, Wendy's down here, and a GoGas, the 3 gas stations, no gas. Well, I got a GoGas had high test. I just filled my truck with high tests at $30 extra.
Wow.
Instead of 50 and 60, it was 93.
So are you confident, Anthony, are you confident that Joe Biden is going to deal with those Russian hackers who did the ransomware cyber attack on the pipeline?
I am so confident that in 114 days, he has screwed it up so bad that we're going to have to be going to a welfare state and getting paid off the government.
Because there'll be no businesses left, right?
Well, my business now, I got a small business also. I can't get employees. My wife is screaming at me. It's her business, a dog grooming business. They're down employees between COVID and not being able to hire kennel help and all that other stuff. They're going 7 days a week. Her and my two kids and my son's girlfriend, well, fiance.
Well, if you are paying people, we heard the stats, we heard the figures last hour with Alfredo Ortiz. If you're paying people more than $60,000 to do nothing, well, of course you're going to destroy small businesses. God bless you, Anthony. Keep doing what you do. An update from North Carolina. 3 gas stations, no gas. He had to pay $30 extra for high test. That's because, you know, the Russians, they're so afraid of Sleepy Creepy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? In that case, you must try this incredible product from the father and son team of Seth and Pete Talbot. I've been taking Relief Factor over 2 years now, and within 2 weeks of starting to take it, it rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. Now listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. And there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
Things that that I'm proud of is in the first 100 days that I became president, we have created more jobs in that period of time than any administration in history. But the way I look at that, that's just a down payment getting us back for the American Recovery Act.
Really? He said that the day before the figures came out, and they were disastrous. We'll unpack the reality of the American economy with Stephen Moore, the man who wrote Trumponomics, next here on America First. But the good news is, if Biden really, really messes it up, they've got the person who's going to take over. Stacey Abrams says that she's going to run for president. Are you relieved now? He's going to drive the economy into the ground, but it's okay. The woman who thinks she is the governor of Georgia, I guess she'll just declare herself president of the United States. Are you relieved? I'm not so relieved. Okay, let's go to some real news. That is the definition of fake news. Let's talk about some real news. What Antifa is doing, they're still out there. They're still hurting people. They're still using violence. This is a report from Portland from a man called Joe Hall. Just in case you thought this couldn't happen in America. Cut 9, play cut.
Joe Hall has a long recovery ahead of him.
Partially collapsed
left lung, two lower vertebrae fractured.
That's on top of five broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and head trauma.
I stood my ground, and I would do it all over again.
Hall, a local handyman, says he was trying to defend himself after getting stopped in his pickup by a crowd in the street and other vehicles along North Alberta near Michigan Avenue.
All of a sudden, these agitators come out screaming, pounding on my truck.
He said he tried to go around the group, but stopped and got out of his car after he thought he hit something.
By this time, I've got five people surrounding my vehicle, AR-15s, AK-47s.
Hall said people in the crowd were calling him derogatory names and pointing guns at him. While his door was open, Hall told me someone took his keys and his less lethal firearm, so he grabbed his pistol.
I pulled my .38 out of my right pocket and pointed it at the ground and told them, if a weapon points at me again, I will shoot to eliminate the threat.
Shortly after that, Hall said someone tackled him to the ground and took his gun. Videos posted to social media showing the event unfolding with posters praising the crowd's disarming of the man. A neighbor telling me she saw part of the scuffle from her window.
It looked like he was face down and then the people were kneeling on top of him.
I was in fear of my life.
Hall wonders why Portland police didn't intervene. More 911 calls were made from other intersections Thursday, including Interstate Avenue and Killingsworth, where a driver reported a crowd smashed out their back window and slashed their tires. For Hall, this was the last straw.
I'm done. I'm done working in Portland. You know, I'm shutting my business down, and I'm probably not going to be coming back.
Perhaps one of the most disturbing aspects of that is not just the long litany at the beginning of all the physical damage done to the man, the collarbone, cracked ribs, and everything else. It's at the end, you might have missed it. The multiple other reports of violence by Antifa and BLM on the same night. Now, for those of you who didn't see that man, he doesn't look like anything special, okay? For the photograph of his truck, that was an old truck. I'm betting that truck was maybe 15 years old. That was not a new shiny truck. And he's a handyman. He's a person who has a real job and works for a living in his 15-year-old pickup truck. So what was the problem with him? Why did rifle-brandishing members of Antifa and BLM decide to stop him and to beat him and to disarm him? There's really only one possible explanation. It's not because he's rich like Jeff Bezos. He wasn't driving down some swanky part of Portland in his Bugatti Veyron. So what was it? Was he a member of the political elite? No. Was he a member of the 1%? Clearly not. I don't think there are many handy men who are part of the 1%. The only thing I can identify is the fact that he's white. A white, working-class American. Who said, that's it, I'm gone. He was talking from his hospital bed, in his hospital gown. Once I'm recovered, I'm leaving Portland. Is that really where we are? That if you're white and working class, there is a get-out-of-jail-free card. You won't even go to jail because you hurt him. The police authorities in Portland did nothing. Exactly the same way as when the BLM and Antifa rioters so violently assaulted our friend Andy Ngo, the minority homosexual journalist, that he got a brain bleed just a block from the police headquarters. To this day, Andy Ngo has been on the show and he said, no outreach from the police. They've done nothing. Ted Wheeler, the mayor, couldn't care less. The police are stood down across these Democrat states and cities. They accuse conservatives being the violent ones. But how about this? Hey, Media Matters, Zaki boy, are you watching? Give me one, just one example of a band of conservative, MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters, or just, I don't know, classic Republicans, brandishing rifles. Just, I'll give you, not the last month, I'll give you the last 5 years. How's that? One example in the last 5 years of a lawless band of conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters pulling a man from his vehicle and beating him so he ends up in hospital because he was from the wrong class or the wrong skin color. You want to see institutionalized racism? Institutionalized normalization of violence? It's not on the right. Whether it's Maxine Waters calling for more harassment, more confrontation, whether it's Eric Holder saying, kick them when they're down, or whether it's the Antifa thugs, it's the left that's out of control. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Stephen Moore here on America First.
This is definitely not CNN.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. The definitive concealed carry handgun is feature-rich, chambered in 9mm, and is available in standard or optics-ready configurations with 11+1 in the standard magazine and 13+1 with the extended magazine. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. It's so good, I've got two.
One of the things that that I'm proud of is in the first 100 days that I became president, we have created more jobs in that period of time than any administration in history. But the way I look at that, that's just a down payment getting us back for the American Recovery Act.
More jobs than any other president in American history. Modest, a modest statement made before the official jobs figures came out the day after, and it wasn't correct. Let's ask somebody what the truth is about America and our economy under the Biden regime. He should know because he wrote the book, Trumponomics. Stephen Moore, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Sebastian.
It's been too long, buddy, been too long. So I got lots of big picture strategic questions to ask you, but let's start with the granularity of last week's jobs figures. Has Biden created more jobs than any other president since George Washington, Stephen?
Well, you know, the economy's on a huge recovery. I called it a rocket ship. It is ready to explode. And obviously, this has very little to do with Joe Biden. It's mostly because of two things: that the red states of America, states like Florida and Texas and Tennessee and Oklahoma, never shut down, thank God, or else we'd all look like Illinois and New York right now. So you got to give a lot of credit to those Republican governors. And then, of course, the big story here, folks, is that the stimulus, the economy, had nothing to do with this insane $1.9 trillion spending bill. It was Operation Warp Speed, which was one of the great programs of all time, one of the greatest government programs since D-Day. This is a program that will have saved millions of lives around the world. And by the way, Sebastian, just as a little aside, you know, I was looking at exactly 1 year ago, almost to this day, the New York Times had a major full-page story saying that Donald Trump is lying to the American people. There is no way we can get a vaccine in 9 months. They said, you know, we've looked at all the last, you know, the past drug discoveries and so on, and all of the hoops and the regulations and the edicts and you know, safety approval ratings you have to go through. They said it would take that we would be lucky if we had a vaccine by the year 2023.
Right.
And Trump got it to us in 9 months. And, of course, that's the reason the economy is recovering. So I kind of laugh when I hear Joe Biden taking credit for something. Look, if Trump were president today, this economy would be exploding with growth. We made a big mistake, Sebastian, with those expanded unemployment benefits because it's keeping people out of the workforce.
Now, when it comes to those vaccines, you mentioned Operation Warp Speed, three different vaccines developed in less than a calendar year. Are those the same vaccines, Stephen Moore, that President Biden refused to actually mention who was responsible for in his address to Congress? Those vaccines?
Yeah, I think I predicted on your show about 3 months ago. I said, just wait, Sebastian. It won't be long before Biden is taking credit for the vaccines.
Yes.
And it seems like he's trying to do that now. But look, most Americans understand that this was Trump. We were distributing 1 million vaccines a day the day that Biden became president. Now, look, I actually think Biden's done a good job on the vaccine distribution. I'm going to give him some high marks for that.
Is there anything different from the way he distributed it to the way that President Trump distributed it?
Probably not, but at least he didn't screw it up. You know, so that's good, you know. But what he really has screwed up is the fiscal policy. I mean, he's called for $6 trillion in additional spending. And, you know, we got a lousy jobs report in no small part because of, the massive expansion of welfare programs that including unemployment insurance, food stamps, expansion of Medicaid, all these payments that are free payments to people. And it's getting, we see it, from coast to coast, from California to Maine. We're seeing restaurants, hotels, bars, stores, construction facilities, manufacturing plants. They cannot get workers back. It is amazing. We have 7.3 million job openings today. It's not a problem of a supply of jobs right now. It's a problem of supply of workers because the left and Biden are literally paying people more money not to work than to go back on the job. And how stupid is that?
Yeah, and unless that flow of dependency income ends, we're going to continue to see those figures, correct?
You want to know an amazing thing? You are correct. And, Ron Wyden, who is a United States senator from Oregon, and Bennett, who is a United States senator from Colorado, both of them are Democrats, they have introduced a bill to make these unemployment insurance bonuses permanent. I mean, what planet are they living on? You can get up to Casey Mulligan and I did a study. Casey Mulligan is one of the top economists at the University of Chicago. We estimate that in many states, people can get if you've got two people, a couple, a husband and wife, both unemployed, collecting the full unemployment benefits, they can get $100,000 of tax-free benefits and payments from the government.
Insane. It is just another version of the culture of dependency. We're talking to the author of Trumponomics, senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, founder of the Club for Growth. Stay on this channel. We will continue to discuss what is happening under Biden with Stephen Moore. Follow him at Stephen Moore on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you've got a cell phone, please tell me it's not with one of the big cell phone providers. There's only one conservative Christian cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile, and now you can get 50% off your first 2 months of service if you switch today. You can also be part of their Be a Patriot promotion where you can win free cellular service for life. All you have to do is donate to one of their charities or switch your service today or tell them what it means to you to be a patriot. Use promotion code GORKA to enter, and for those massive discounts, call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Massive discounts, especially for veterans and first responders. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. He advised President Trump And he wrote the book, Trumponomics, senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, also founder of the Club for Growth. Follow him at Stephen with a PH, Stephen Moore on Twitter. Before we get back to you, Stephen, please, Mike Lindell, great supporter of the show. If you enjoy America First, if you enjoy our Salem shows in general, support the people who make them possible. Another great patriot, another conservative who speaks the truth. MyPillow.com is his website. He's being boycotted by left-wing corporations, by the cancel culture fascists. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Go there right now, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Stephen, welcome back. I have to ask you, what is the long-term ramifications of what we are witnessing in America today? You know, thank the good Lord, we are a republic of states. States' rights matter. We mm-hmm. see the discrepancy between a Florida and a New York, between a Texas and a Massachusetts in terms of getting back mm-hmm. to business. Are we going to see a fundamental divergence, that there will be free states where people can work, where people are free, and other ones that are just going to continue some precipitous economic decline?
I think it's the latter. I think you are going to see these red states like Texas and Tennessee and Florida and Utah and Idaho and Montana and, you know, Oklahoma and South Carolina, North Carolina. You see from the latest census data, those are the states that are really growing in people and income. And then you've got the states that are the anchors on the U.S. economy. And you know what states those are. That's New York and California, my home state of Illinois, and Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, that are basket cases. And by the way, that $1.9 trillion spending bill that we were talking about earlier, the so-called COVID relief bill, that was nothing more than just a blue state bailout.
Right.
Because those blue states are in such horrible shape right now. And, you know, you've got a Florida, Texas, Tennessee, things are pretty much totally back to normal in those states. So, you know, those blue states have high taxes, high regulation. They can't control crime on their streets. They lock down their businesses, and people are moving out in droves.
There is this now notorious concept, this Cloward Piven concept that conservatives have dug up, this idea from a radical left-wing economist that, you know, you actually want to consciously drive a national economy into the ground so that it can be rebuilt along the models of the radical left, that you destroy everything and then big state can come back and create the future in its own image. Now, maybe they believed that back then, but Stephen, that's not going to work in an America where Ron DeSantis is doing one thing in Florida and Cuomo's exactly. doing another thing in New York. So isn't there a danger of a massive gulf created between the states that want to continue lockdowns, want to continue cash for not working? What is the long-range, worst-case scenario you envisage as the author of Trumponomics?
Yeah. Well, the worst case scenario is look at what the left is doing now. Look at what every one of Biden's bills. It's to nationalize all the policies, yeah. nationalize unemployment insurance, nationalize health care. Now they have a bill that would abolish state right to work laws because all the jobs are being created in the right to work laws. So they're going to mandate that every worker in America join a union. By the way, I'm not making this up, folks. Look at their bill. There are 26 or 27 states that have that right to work, which means you cannot be required against your will to join a union. And Biden, with one stroke of the pen, wants to eliminate those. So that's been in our part of our culture and law for 80, 100 years, and they want to overturn that. They want to that bill, that $1.9 trillion bill they passed, it prohibits states from cutting taxes. How crazy is that? You know, so they want to nationalize everything, and that's exactly the opposite. Sebastian, you're a student of our founding fathers and the founding of America. We are 50 states, and these states are supposed to be laboratories of democracy. And they want to eliminate the differences between states. And I think that's a big, big, big mistake. But look out, folks, because that's what they want to do.
How afraid are you of inflation or stagflation, Stephen?
You know, I think that it's certainly if we keep spending like this and we keep borrowing like this and we keep printing money like this, I think it's a real look. I went to the service station, the gas station this weekend, filled up, It was $58. When Trump was president, I was paying $38. So that's a big, that's like a tax on the
American consumer. Isn't that just another form of taxation, especially for those who don't live in big cities with metros? I mean, it's just another way to soak the people who actually work, Stephen.
Yes, it is. And then look at the, you know, I laugh when I see the Fed saying, oh, we don't see any hints of inflation. I'm like, why don't you get out? Why don't you go to the grocery store? Why don't you go to the gas pump? Why don't you go buy things? I mean, produce and meat and lumber, all of these things are going up in price very significantly in a short period of time. Now, I hope the Fed can nip this at the butt. But if we continue to borrow like this, we're going to have real problems with, you know, higher prices. And, you know, so think about this. The government's creating unemployment, right, by keeping people out of the workforce and paying them not to work. And then they're massively devaluing the dollar, which means more inflation. This is a scary scenario, folks. We as free market conservatives have to stop this now. And God forbid we add another $4 trillion of debt, because that's exactly what Biden wants to do. He has $2 trillion bills he wants to spend on top of the $2 trillion bill he already passed.
We're talking to Stephen Moore, Freedom Works, Club for Growth. Follow him at Stephen Moore, PH on Twitter. Last question. We've got a few seconds left. Do you have confidence in the Fed, Stephen Moore? Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? Did you hear that pause?
My advice is buy a little bit of gold because you want to be protected.
Yes.
Against runaway inflation.
Buy a little bit of gold. Wise words from the man who advised candidate Trump and President Trump. Read what he told him in the book Trumponomics. Thank you, Stephen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Don't miss any block of the show. Don't miss a minute of our special guests' analysis and breaking news. Subscribe for free to our Rumble channel where you can watch us. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Over a third of a million followers already. rumble.com/SebGorka. Let's play a little thought game. Imagine if St. Fauci had been one of the founding fathers. What if the spirit of Fauciism, it's close to fascism, it's just a little bit shorter. What if the spirit of Fauciism infected and informed the beliefs and the actions of our founding fathers? Well, you'd all speak proper English, as I do. Why? Because you never would have stood up for your rights. The colonies would have said, oh, the British are just lovely. Let's keep paying our taxes and getting no representation. Why? It's not just a fun concept. It is essential. It's the key to everything that you are seeing happen around you right now. Risk aversion. Being raised to the level of a religion. He wants us to consider, you heard the cut earlier today, he wants us to consider wearing masks every year. Okay, oh, just be a seasonal thing. You can get seasonally color-coded masks for yourselves. Why? Why? Did we have flu every year for the last century? Did we wear masks? Were people dying because of flu? Yes. Were people getting flu shots? Yes. Did we wear masks? No. And what happened to flu this year? How curious. Basically no flu season. Why is that? Why would you want to say that this is so very different that life has to change forever? Because you have created a new temple. You have created a new thing to worship. And it is the idea that everything must be risk-averse. If the vaccine works, Dr. Fauci, if you're not familiar with his history, just put into a non-Google search engine the words AIDS virus and Dr. Fauci and look at his track record from the 1980s. And you'll see why this man shouldn't be in charge of anything to do with health in any country. An abject failure now, and today he is the individual with the largest paycheck of any federal employee. $413,000. To do what? To engender fear. That's his job. But it is un-American, my friends. Get America back to work. Ignore this man who's flip-flopped more than Mitt Romney flip-flops. It's time for America to act like America. For Americans to act like Americans. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And above all else, right now, when they want to provoke you, stay frosty.